Hey, tomorrow's big day. Not only is Tyler going to get a new tattoo, he's going to get that H on the helmet that was leaked. Tyler's going to get a new tattoo somewhere on his arm tomorrow. But stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 610. Right here on In the Loop. The owners, the McNairs, Cal, and Hannah will join In the Loop. And at 10 a.m., the new jerseys, all of the new jerseys, will be unveiled. Not leaked anymore, unveiled, and you'll get to see all of the jerseys and the helmets that the Houston Texans will now move towards. And then people like Tyler will have the opportunity to go buy them all. So that happens tomorrow. You know what jerseys you're getting? You're getting a Stroud, I would assume. Do you have a Stroud yet?
I do not.
No, you're getting a Stroud.
You got to get on that. You can't have a Mills without a Stroud.
Yeah. Well, now the new ones are coming. He'll get a Stroud and a tank.
Those are solid. Those are solid options to have.
But, uniforms tomorrow.
I'm stoked about these unis dropping, boys, even though we've already seen the white home. Is it home or away? Which one's?
The away. The away.
The whites would be the away. Who decided that, by the way? That whites are away. And your uni colors are home. Well, dark
colors
dark,
are home yeah, and whites are away. I don't know who decided.
That's what the whites used to do.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting rooked here.
Probably somebody white.
It's probably some white guy.
I would guess somebody white. Get the colors at home and the whites on the road. Yeah. Colored jerseys and the white jerseys. I would just guess, but that was a sign.
Oh, boy, we could have some fun with this conversation. I don't know everybody as well as I know Ron. Yeah.
Fun is a word, yeah.
It's the other ones. I'm not, like, I really, really like the home and aways. I really, really like those more than most folks. But when you start to look at the H on the side of the helmet, I love the concept. I think it's a little bit busy, little.
The alternate helmet.
The H that's already leaked, yeah. I need to see it with the uni to see if I like it or not. That fourth helmet, though, really, really got me.
It's the fourth, because they're going to have the regular blue one. They'll have a red one. Look like there was a little candy paint on that face mask. What I saw. I don't know if this.
Yeah.
And then the blue one that you're talking about with the H on it, and then potentially a fourth.
I think the fourth. I think there's a chance. And by the way, I hadn't seen anything. Legit, straight up, I ain't seen nothing. But I do think there's a chance that fourth helmet, I think folks may like. Because I think there's even the traditional fans, I think they love the logo, but they like to see something a little different too. The H, does that tickle your fancy? If not, I think this fourth one could be a little different as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. That I think will be a thing that dominates a lot of the conversation tomorrow.
Tyler, do you already know?
Tyler probably does.
You hadn't been to all the little meetings and everything to see what the hell's going on? They ain't giving you a sneak peek?
I feel like Tyler's...
The reveal they did for us media folks was during our show,
That's right, so you couldn't go.
Yeah, couldn't be there.
That's right, yeah.
But I've been let in on some verbal descriptions on what should be expected. Like,
we got the H and two traditional. Is the fourth one, is it a little something different, or is it...
From what I understand, yes.
Okay. Like I see here, people are texting in. I'm hoping that we get a Oiler blue type jersey. And I think there's a lot of people who hope that.
Man, there was a lot of stink raised from U of H to, I mean, all over the place. I don't know if that's going to be part of the plan. And I do agree that's going to be the most frustrating part for some folks. The Sean Bajanis of the world that want to double ride the Adams family. Hey, middle fingers, y'all.
Oh,
middle
wow.
Fingers. Yeah, that guy right there. Middle fingers to the Adams. I think they're going to be a little disappointed, Ron.
Someone texted and said, I got a solid $500 to spend on unis tomorrow.
$500, huh?
Go for it. You go get it.
I mean, that's a solid three unis, ain't it?
I'm excited just, too, like, about the gear. I mean, like, the jerseys are going to be awesome, and it's going to be really cool to buy those, but just, like, the gear that's going to come with this. I think has potential to be
they always
pretty
screw that
damn
up.
Good.
Let me ask you something.
Not the Texans, just in general people. Not the Texans. Let me,
because we did get to see that one. It doesn't feel like they're like this uniform change is going to be like the when the Broncos changed from like that D and the
Oh, yeah, no.
Like it does, or the Bucks, it doesn't feel like it's going to be a massive shift in change. I wonder how different it is going to that's the thing that is in my mind. How different it's going to look from the one that we have seen today.
Well, we've already seen the jerseys that we're gonna that we're gonna see 14 times next year. The alternates are the ones that are gonna be. We'll see how often they wear them.
I haven't seen the blue one.
Yeah, but you told me it's going to look the same as the
one. I mean, it might. That's what I would guess. I mean.
Tyler, but to your point, the I'm always excited about new gear, too. But people, generally speaking, they screw that up, too. Like, you don't have to overthink this.
No.
Like, I just need a high-quality white T-shirt with Houston across the chest.
Maybe in that H-Town blue.
Fine. You can do it in deep steel blue. You can do it in red. You can do it in H-Town blue. You can do it whatever color you want. Do whatever you want. Like I don't need some big painting of a bull busting out of something and busting out of NRG Stadium all over the chest of my shirt. Just something plain. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
It's just a nice, clean, tight, you know, nice, high-quality tee.
No, they're about to sell like the hell. There's a lot of – maybe somebody ain't got 500 set aside, but they about to sell the hell out of these jerseys and new gear. They about to have them a nice little couple of days or couple of months with this new gear. I just think so much of this is driven by – where and how you feel about the team and the guys making decisions. And Clint Tyler, I think the vast majority of people are going to be cool with it. There is going to be a group of people who have an issue with it. And basically, like you said, the white one we saw, like, they ain't going to be busted.